Hi, this is part two of Vision Destiny 2019. Again, I'm going to review some of the things that were key in 2018, sharing my journals that will include what God said, what God did in 2018, what does that mean for 2019, what heavenly season are we in, what has God said for 2019, what does God want us to do in 2019, where does God want us to go in 2019? And I'm sure this is going to be an adventure for us to explore. Again, please don't believe anything I say just because I say it. If you resonate with anything that I say in your spirit, or if you object strongly to anything I share, take it back to God. Openly ask Him to give you direct revelation of the truth from Himself. I can only share information about my revelation that has come through my personal encounters and experiences. But only by engaging God yourselves can you have revelation, not information. We all need to know the truth. The truth is a person, and knowing is by personal experience and encounter, not intellectual knowledge and understanding. Love is the highest governing principle of all creation. Therefore, when debating truth and biblical hermeneutics, love should still be the highest governing principle in Bible interpretation. Let's make sure that we use love as the framework that we engage things with. Love keeps no record of wrongs, neither should we. So let's not fall out over things that we're all in a process of discovering about God. God is love. This vital truth must be the rule for all Bible interpretation. Bible interpretation should deepen our appreciation and experience of God's love. Any Bible interpretations that lessen or diminish God as love must be flawed in themselves. Love is my plumb line for truth. When I've engaged God and I asked Him, when He was deconstructing my mind of and from doctrinal and theological positions which weren't aligned to my encounters with Him and love, love was the plumb line rather than the Bible for discerning truth. God said to me, if it's not unconditional love, it's not me. If it is love, it is me, and love must be unconditional and otherly, otherwise it's not love at all. So the Father has shared some things with me that I want to share with you. So these are just the things that He said in my journals, and I'm just going to share them in that way. Son, I've been calling to my children to come and take their places in heaven and find their heavenly roles to bring heaven to earth through their lives. Son, anyone who becomes intimately acquainted with the thoughts and intentions of love revealed through knowing me cannot fail to see their destiny within the desires of my heart. In other words, the more intimately we come into relationship with God, it will unveil something beyond our imagination and thinking about who we are and what we're called to do within the desires that God has for us. I created all things to relate together, unique and individual, yet only fully complete when in harmonious union of the whole. The removal of all fragmentation, fracturedness, and brokenness to restore wholeness is the ultimate goal of restoration. I am continually working all things together for good to facilitate restored wholeness. It was my desire, it is my desire, and it will continue to be my desire to restore wholeness, that there will never be an end to increasing peace throughout my expanding kingdom. Son, I am calling my children to a new level of sonship where the assemblies and councils of heaven are accessed and the roles of government are to be filled. The mantles are prepared and the scrolls are ready for those who have accepted responsibility as sons and are willing to become mature. All of my children have been invested with identity, destiny, and position. Each has a birthright and an inheritance, but there must be a succession before there can truly be an enthronement. Now, these are terms, succession, thronement, coronation. These are all terms, obviously, to do with royalty and royalty coming into a position of being seated and enthroned. All are seated in me, but so few are actively functioning from that position. The sound has gone forth and some have responded to the call to sonship, but many do not want to go through the maturing process of friendship, lordship, and kingship so they can receive the mantles and scrolls needed for positions within my kingdom government. If the sons of God are not positioned in the heavens, they cannot be fully manifested on the earth, and true ecclesia cannot rise to become embassies of heaven on the earth. What is established in heaven must be on earth, but there is a lack of willingness to receive the heavenly and the earthly roles. There are many who want to continue in the old order earthly roles without being enthroned in heaven. There are now more who are embracing heaven, but still few of those who are willing to take the earthly responsibility to establish heaven on the earth. Will you accept the call and actively take your places? And I believe God is saying, don't just have heavenly experiences, don't just go to heaven or do ascensions, but be a gateway of heaven into the earth through your life and be willing to establish the foundation that God will build upon for new order ecclesia and embassies on earth, physical embassies on earth, gathering with physical people to facilitate the harvest that God is wanting to release. So the storehouses of those harvests being established. The call is not just to keep ascending, but to dwell in dual realms and function in heaven and on earth as mature, responsible sons. True reality can only be shaped from a heavenly perspective. It is but a dream without earthly expression. The individual call is to be a gateway of heaven on the earth, but that is but the beginning unless there are earthly expressions. The true mountain of the house of the Lord will remain in the shadow of the religious systems of men. Unless we establish what the true house of the Lord is, then what the people will see is the institutional structures of religion that have been set up. Your new covenant inheritance has an open heaven through the torn veil. Do not let the veils of the old restrictions limit the full scope of your sonship. My sons need to arise and take their places in heaven so I can reveal and release them into the earth to answer the groaning of a creation in bondage to corruption and decay. My sons are called to administrate and oversee increase, not decay. Decay and death are the result of independence, but with the face-to-face restored innocence of relationship, there is fruitfulness and increase that will bring the abundant life of my desire. The power of the resurrected sons of God will be demonstrated on earth as it is on the mountains of heaven. Who is willing to embrace the dark cloud of separation and reintegration of the soul and spirit? This is a key process in succession. The letting go of the control of your own life, your soul and spirit coming back together, having been separated correctly, is key to being invested as sons in the realms of heaven. Who will have the courage to respond to the call to go beyond investiture to succession, to embrace heavenly enthronement so that earthly coronations can take place? Every encounter will be a further opportunity for a deeper revelation of identity, position, and authority. All my children have a destiny that involves their inheritance and birthright, so they can all be mature sons of God revealed out of heaven into the earth. I have been releasing a sound that is designed to connect to the deep desire that's within all my children for relationship and responsibility. I will intensify that sound frequency during this time, so encourage all to be open and sensitive spiritually to resonate with that sound. So think about the sound of many waters, the sound of God's voice, the frequency of love that he's releasing. Just be open to that sound. The sound of heaven. The sound to resonate with. Let that sound surround you. Again, I encourage you just to close your eyes and let the sound of God's voice begin to surround you, begin to engage you. Let the sound of his voice come all around you. Let the sound of his voice go forth. Let the sons of God arise. Let sonship come forth. I am is calling to the sons of men to arise and shine and take your places as sons of God within the realms of heaven and on the earth. Let the sound of my voice resonate within your spirit. Let the sound of my voice call deep, calling to deep. At the sound of my waterfall, deep calling to deep, at the sound of my waterfall, deep calling to deep, at the sound of my waterfall. Let that sound go forth. Stand under the waterfall of my presence. And let the sound of my voice envelop you, calling you to sonship, calling you to the Father's heart, calling you to a deeper, intimate expression of love. Experience my love. Experience my love. Let my love surround you, envelop you, empower you, and reveal you as sons of God in heaven and on earth. What is established in heaven must be on earth, but there is a lack of willingness to receive the heavenly and the earthly roles. There are many who want to continue in the old order earthly roles without being enthroned in heaven. Now, this is really important. We cannot continue in the old and expect the results of the new to be manifested. So let's embrace moving forward in what God is doing. Let's embrace what God is doing. There's so much more to come into. God wants the power of resurrected sons. He wants us to move forward. God is calling us to be seated on the thrones of heaven, to embrace the process that will enable us to go beyond. When I was engaging in the deconstruction of my mind and looking at how we could help people expand their consciousness, then I received the law of deconstruction. The context is the renewal of the mind. Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Ephesians 2:23, that you would be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The deconstruction of the mind's pillars by challenging and shaking old mindsets with love bombs of truth. That's the context. Here is the authorization. You're authorized to accelerate the process of cognitive dissonance. So expect to be challenged. Expect to have your mindsets challenged when you encounter the living God, when you encounter the Father's hearts. It is going to challenge what you believe about yourself, about him, the world, eschatology, everything. Allow cognitive dissonance to have its fruit, which will produce deconstruction of your beliefs, which are in contradiction to the reality of who God is. You're authorized to release traumatic encounters that will fracture the illusions of the minds. So encounters can be quite traumatic to the soul, but are designed to unveil and reveal mindsets that need to be renewed. You're authorized to expose the old systems to new levels of revelation. You're authorized to release the messenger angels to facilitate mind quakes. You're authorized to increase the intensity and pressure for transformation through facilitating deeper dimensional encounters with the truth, Jesus, the Father, the Spirit. It is our destiny to rule in God's kingdom by being enthroned so we can administrate heaven on the earth. We need to be free from the tethering of our soul to this physical realm so we will not need to continually step in and step out of heaven. Stepping in and stepping out is a good thing to do at the beginning. Then we need to learn to live in and dwell in that realm and continue to be there, spirit and soul. Spirit and soul together, our spirit stays there, our soul steps in to join our spirit and steps out. It's our soul that's connected continually with our spirit, whether we're actively, cognitively aware of what we're doing in that realm or not. We need to continually learn how to live in dual realms. The process must be relational, so the focus is on engaging God as love, so we can live loved, love living, and live loving. Love, joy, and peace. That is the foundation of rest. We can begin to fulfill our destiny by answering creation's groan to bring about the restoration of all things. Son, the mind is a battleground for many people, but is designed to be the place of dimensional convergence from a place of rest. Rest is the state of abiding in love, joy, and peace, which is fully abiding in I am. To be at rest, love, joy, and peace is to live loved, love living, and live loving within the perichoretic, which is the entwined relationship between Father, Son, and Spirit, circle of the dance that can be experienced only with a renewed mind and expanded consciousness. The limitations placed on the mind by the religious and cultural systems restrict my children to a life of being slaves to the system. A mind free from past restrictions has the capacity to shape reality creatively through the living connection to my grace within all things. Know my heart, the precepts. Know my mind, the statutes. Use my voice, the laws, to shape reality so the beginning and the end converge in time from eternity. Religion is a veil of darkness masquerading as light, but it is only a DIY system of beliefs that can form my children to slavery. The religious conformed mind is an illusion of having freedom and enlightenment when in reality the mind is chained and darkened. Expanding our consciousness, which is the state of being aware of and responsive to one's surroundings, a person's awareness or perception of something, awareness of, knowledge of the existence of, alertness to, sensitivity to, realization of, cognizance of, mindfulness of. God wants to expand our consciousness so we will be aware of so much more than the limitations of an earthbound knowledge, to go beyond to the eternal knowledge of his heart. Religious deconstruction will challenge our views of God, challenge our views of man's theology and doctrines, challenge our views of ourself, challenge our views of creation and dimensional reality. After deconstruction, there must be a renewing of the mind, true metanoia, the agreement with God's mind about us and creation and about him. Once the limitations and restrictions are removed, there can be an expanding of our consciousness that awakens us to true reality. Son, you have the legislation, now use it to open hearts and minds of my children. That's why he gave me the law of deconstruction to use. When my sons arise, they will be able to live in the continual now with non-linear thinking and the ability to create alternative realities. The ability to choose the end from the beginning and continually realign reality to enable love to bring good in all things. Sonship is inextricably intertwined with creation and its freedom from corruption and its restoration back to God's original intent. Restoration is but the beginning. What follows is a release of the creative abilities of my sons, who will fulfill the mandate to be fruitful, multiply, fill, subdue, and rule by expanding throughout the dimensions. Love's light will shine with a radiant frequency that will bring an end to darkness, and everything will be illuminated. Now, love's light is a statement, the light of love, love's light that God has spoken to me right throughout 2018. And you'll find that in many of the things in my conversations with God, love's light is mentioned. Now, love and light are so intimately connected that they work together in a way that will unveil and reveal. Sons, arise and shine. Your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Now is the time for creation to respond to the light of your glory, to be liberated into the freedom of your sonship. Will you let God have unlimited access to your mind with no no-go areas? Now, don't just say yes without really meaning it, because if you say yes and you don't mean it, he will really challenge your yes and what it means. So be really clear when you say yes to a statement where God asks you a question that you truly mean it, to the degree that you can when you say yes. Will you let God slay your sacred religious cows? We need a barbecue of those slayed cows. There are so many religious, doctrinal, theological positions that are not aligned with the love of God that need to go. Will you let God challenge them and slay them? Again, sons, arises the cry from my heart to unveil, reveal, and release my children into their full glorious identity and inheritance as mature sons of God, the Elohim, God-like ones. God wants you to arise and take your place. Son, see beyond the inevitability of history repeating itself to history itself being restored and fulfilled. Beyond the end of this age is the beginning of a new age that is what is inevitable, as it's always been my heart for fruitfulness and increase. There's more to come. Son, history to me is but an opportunity for continued convergence of time with eternity, the what was with what is, to release and a restored what will be. Son, linearity is not limited to multiplicity, as you can have my mind, which is connected to everything in the now. Now, this is where non-linearity and engaging and an expanded view, consciousness comes in. It's not something you can figure out. You have to experience it, and the experience begins to expand your consciousness and how it works. Present reality is but an illusion that is being constantly reset until the perfect outcome is achieved. All that is seemingly lost in history can be constantly be restored, reconciled, and aligned in relationship. Ephesians 1:4 is the key to what was face-to-face blameless innocence. Separation is but a temporary illusion. Intimacy is the true reality that will shape history. Ephesians 1:4, He associated us in Christ before the fall of the world. Jesus is God's mind made up about us. He always knew in his love that he would present us again face to face before him in blameless innocence. That is restored relationship. That will expand our consciousness. That will transform us and change us and totally renew our minds. Son, this is the year of breakthrough for many who have learned to listen to the sound of my voice and become gentle and humble in heart. My desire is that my sons arise and take their places in the heavenlies with me. I long for the maturity of my children to become the sons that they have always destined to be. My heart, as always, has been open to my children so that they can enter the circle of love that has been waiting for them, but so many have fear in their hearts towards me. I have been pouring out my love for countless generations, but so few have truly experienced its power. Son, I am not about to stop or give up on any of my children, as my love endures always, as I cannot deny who I am. Son, get ready to reveal who I really am to the world who cannot see me yet. Son, discover new ways to unveil the truth to those too blind to see, so that the light of truth can penetrate the darkness pulled over their minds. The lightning bolts and love bombs of heaven's arsenal can be guided with precision to their intended targets by those who are willing to be the spotters in the front lines. The conflict for the souls of my children is about to hot up physically and spiritually as more of my sons realize the full truth of the power and intensity of my love. Sons, so many are trying to get free from the effects of their bloodlines without taking responsibility for their restoration. Sons, stir my sons to embrace their full authority to preach the good news to those in physical and spiritual prisons, to the living and those beyond physical death. Son, I desire that all my children will feel the intensity of a love that will never give up on them. Son, I desire that the consuming fire of my compassionate love be released through my sons to all who are lost, so that the full restoration process can be embraced. Son, come into your own personal fire to encounter and experience love at its ultimate level and embrace its transforming, refining, purifying power. I chose to come back to the simplicity of pure relationship. This was an invitation for me personally to come, and I believe the invitation is open to all of us. So I chose to come back to the simplicity of pure relationship within the eternal circle of love, joy, and peace. So I continued to go back into the eternal now, walking on the ancient paths, going back into the heart of God, just being there, being in that amazing circle of love, joy, and peace to be transformed by it. I embrace the purification of love and I rest in love's essence within security of the precepts, statutes, and laws. I stood, knelt, and lay as I became merged with love in union and unison with I am. So being is enough here, joyously incapacitated by love's intrinsic values. This was a amazingly deep experience. Sun, arise and let go of this place. I sank deeper into love. The river of fire took me away, no longer a river bounded by banks and a course, but gloriously free to expand beyond boundaries. I was flowing in the river of fire. I remembered my first visionary glimpse of heaven. This is I had, you know, many years ago. And it was with a door unlocked only by the key of my heart, revealing the atmosphere of a glorious liberty. And now I'm back to where it first began, all limitations and restrictions like the wisps of a cloud dissipating, unable to be grasped. I am again dissolving from all fixation to be part of the whole, yet still distinct. I sensed and felt the universal discontent of creation groaning, but with hope that the sons will also learn to be lost in wonder and awe. Suddenly I snapped back and I was before the fire scroll, not in hand as before, but somehow I am a scroll, unveiled before the consuming fire of God's loving judgment, the eyes of fire lovingly refining the motives behind every action to the purest intent. The simplicity of love overwhelmed me and inspired me as I drifted off to beyond once again. I felt the call and pull from the hearts and minds of those I'm connected to, both by mandate and essence. I heard the thoughts of confusion and felt the despair of lostness at the same time. The restoration of all things gripped me and a resoluteness strengthened my resolve. I felt led to the Council of 70 as an ambassador. Now, I have access to go there, but I felt led to go there in a particular way. So I stood with renewed passion before the 70 with the crystal in hand, but this time pulsating with energy and motivated by love and call for mercy to triumph through judgment, as I felt the full weight of confidence in the victory of the cross. Waves of love for those trapped in despondency formed a strategy within my mind. I saw the reality of restoration and its implications for those who were pulling at my heart, and I shouted but one word, freedom, with all heaven's force behind it. Freedom, 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 freedom. Rather than the echo of that cry diminishing, it seemed to reverberate and increase in intensity. Son, here in the waterfall that has been so special for you, my love is overflowing and all the quests that you have fulfilled have been to show you that love is the ultimate authority and power. I love standing on the waterfall in heaven. I've had so many encounters there that have been really deep in unveiling the depth of God's love for all creation. Love enables you to go up and down, in and out, back and forth with no limitations so that you can be a reference point for triangulation. Live loved. Love living. Live loving. This phrase has been at the center of my experience over the last year or so, and it's intensified so that when you live loved, you will love living, because love leads to joy and you will live loving and it will lead to peace. God's children, fully secure in their identity within the relationship and the circle of the dance, Father, Son, and Spirit, I have laid a true foundation that can carry the weight of all mankind so all can become fully mature sons of God. The ages to come are to be times of wonder and awe, where I will take my sons on an amazing journey of creative discovery, knowing the depth, height, breadth, length, multidimensionally of my love is what this age is designed to accomplish. There are 12 ages of man and 12 ages within each age, all opportunities to become mature sons in relationship and responsibility. The ascent of man is a slow process from the creative perspective, hindered by the false images of me that religion has made. Revealing just how good I am has not been easy, as all that I do to unveil the truth of love is being twisted into lies and deception. Religion has pulled the veils over the eyes of so many, even those who don't believe in anything, so they can't see me as pure love, only wanting to do good and bring good in everyone and everything. That's who God really is. Even the attempts to show the extent of and power of my consuming fiery love to reach beyond the grave has been twisted into a chamber of horrors, the hell, illusion and delusion. Son, I will never give up on even one of those who are my sons, as I cannot deny myself. Love cannot and will not fail, as I will never give up and cannot be denied or resisted, forever love wins. If love does not win all in the end, then I cannot be love. But love can never be forced, just continually demonstrated again and again until it eventually overcomes every obstacle, objection, excuse, and reason. My love never fails, never gives up, and can never be escaped because it is filled with age-enduring grace and mercy. My grace and mercy will never cease to be a vehicle for love, to be expressed and demonstrated abundantly, lavishly, with extreme desire and intent without limits. If love is limited, it is not true love. Love must be extreme or it is not love. Love must seem wasteful and undeserved or it is not true love. My love cannot be stopped by sin, rejection, or death. It has experienced all there is and yet has conquered and overcome all things. So all things can be restored to true love's face-to-face relational innocence. Romans 8:35. What will it take to distance us from the love of Christ? You name any potential calamity, intense pressure of the worst possible kind, claustrophobia, persecution, destitution, loneliness, extreme exposure, life-threatening danger or war. This is my conviction. No threat, whether it be in death or life, be it angelic beings, demon powers or political principalities, nothing known to us at this time or ever, even in the unknown future. No dimension of any calculation in time or space, nor any device yet to be invented, has what it takes to separate us from the love of God demonstrated in Christ. Jesus is our ultimate authority in love. Son, the times and the seasons are shifting and the wheels within wheels are being aligned to open the Chancellor's houses for grace to come out of justice. Now, I believe we're in a overarching season of justice, which has been in the outworking of the verdict, and now we're moving towards grace. Increasing governmental authority be the result when the sons of God arise to be seated, enthroned, and ready to bring agreement as gateways of heaven into this earth. New earthly foundations must be laid and the atmosphere must be cleared so that the everlasting doors can be opened and the glory of the children of God can be displayed through sonship on earth as it is in heaven. I issued the call, re-energized the blue light, call for the sons of God to arise, take their places of responsibility within the tree of life. I call for the light to shine, to penetrate the veils of darkness and deception over those under the coverings of men. I call for the angelic messengers to go forth with the call to cross over beyond the veil into inheritance and birthright. I call for those hearts are beginning to ask the questions, there must be more than this, to connect with the blog, YouTube, Engaging God, the book, and rise up and take their places within the Joshua generation. We have a mandate to produce media to reach a generation, but we have to legislate for that, to be connecting with those peoples whose hearts are beginning to question and they're seeking for more. I call for the frequency of sonship to call the sons of God to arise and resonate with their destiny scroll, to tune into their destiny's call and hear the cry of God's heart. A call for that frequency of sonship. A call for the sons of God to arise. Resonate with your destiny. I call for true love to release the true identity of sons, for the true heavenly positions be unveiled and revealed. I call for the scandal that has twisted the character and nature of God to be revealed, so that love can penetrate the religious systems, both Catholic and Protestant. I call for love bombs to be poured out and love bombs to be exploded to expose the lies that are the reality of God's true essence and man's full inclusion. I call for heaven's light to shine, to burn brightly, to attract suns like a moth to a flame. I call for the revolution of the circle of the deep to begin the new season. Precepts, statutes, the laws align to open the ordinances, to align ordinances, mantles and weapons, to open the scrolls, to align scrolls, discoveries and commissioning, to open affairs of the nation's culture and the treasury house. Precepts and precepts bring the beginning and the end together in unity and harmony. I call for the Council of 70 to release grace, grace upon grace, greater grace into the earth to facilitate the times and seasons for the Joshua generation and the rising of the sons of God. I call for the Father's heart and mind to cause the voice of the Almighty God to resonate in the heavens and earth. I call for the voice of El Shaddai, the sound, the heralding call into the wildernesses of man to arise, cross over the Red Sea and the Jordan into the promised land of sonship. Let the voice of El Shaddai go forth. Let the sound of many waters go forth. Let the sound of God's voice resonate. Let the sound of the Father's heart, the heartbeat, heartbeat of heaven, let it be released. God is calling the sons of God to arise. Are you going to respond? Are you going to respond to God's call? Are you going to embrace God's call? Encourage you, just close your eyes. Allow the very presence of God to surround you. Allow His voice to come around you. Hear the call. Hear the call to sonship. Hear the call to destiny. Hear the call from the Father's heart. Hear the rhythm of the Father's heart. Peace, joy, love. Joy, peace, peace, joy, love, love, joy, peace, love, joy, peace, love, joy, peace, love, joy, peace. Hear the call of the Father's heart to come into rest, to come and rest in His arms of love. Be cocooned in love and joy and peace, to rest in His provision, to rest in His protection, to rest in His direction. Surrender. Let succession take place as you surrender soul and spirit to be separated, reintegrated into oneness, into unity. Let the sound of God's voice surround you. Let deep call to deep at the sound of His waterfall.